The beginning of the gospel reading today, our Lord tells us that no one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draw him. So think about that for just a second. You would not be able to believe in Jesus unless the grace was given to you by God to come to him. What a gift. To stop to think that there are huge numbers of people around the world to this day who still refuse to believe in the Lord Jesus. And there are, of course, lots of people who are baptized who do not believe in Jesus. And there are lots of people who call themselves Catholic. They give Jesus lots of lip service, but they don't really believe in him. Their hearts are far from him. We listen to what happened in the first reading. The people would bring all their sick and all the people who were possessed by demons, and they would bring them to the apostles, hoping that even the shadow of Peter as he's walking down the street would fall upon them, because they recognized that there was something that these men had that they didn't. That was true faith in the Lord Jesus. Faith to the point that, as we know, they could go and see somebody who was a paralytic and say, "I don't have silver or gold, but what I have you, I give you in the name of Jesus, rise and walk," and they would rise and walk. They didn't just believe generically or objectively in Jesus. They had to put this into practice. It had to become subjective. Peter, remember, had already professed belief in Jesus, and Jesus told him that he believed because that was given to him by God. And within minutes, Peter had turned and said, "Oh no, this can't be happening to you." So again, he knew in his head, he professed with his lips, but it wasn't in his heart yet. And the same is true. We look at the apostles and what happened. They professed their belief in Jesus. Even Thomas is the one that said, "Let's go up to Jerusalem and die with him then." And then they go out to the garden. The guards show up and they all run away. They didn't believe. Oh, they gave him lip service. Even to the point of saying, "Let's go and die with him." And the moment that they had to put that into practice, they were gone. Even to the point of the resurrection, we know that they didn't believe. The two on the road to Emmaus simply said, "We were hoping that he would be the one." What were they looking for? He told them what was going to happen. He died. He rose from the dead exactly as they said, as he said that he would. And they didn't believe. And even after admitting, "Oh, there were some women who came from the tomb and they told us that he was gone, and they said that there were angels that said he had risen from the dead." And still they didn't believe. And so we have to ask ourselves, what about me? Do I have that kind of faith? Do I truly believe? Not again in my head. I don't doubt that anybody here is fully accepting everything that the church teaches. My question, as always, is, has it gotten from the head to the heart? And am I putting it into practice? Am I living it? Do I truly believe in everything that our Lord has told us, in who he is? That was what the apostles had to learn. That is what every saint for 2,000 years has had to learn. And now it's our turn. This does not come easily to us. Getting knowledge, that's pretty easy. You can read a book. You can talk to somebody who's knowledgeable. There are lots of ways that you can learn. That's simple. But to believe in the depths of your heart, to put it into practice, that's another matter. So God the Father, Jesus tells us, has already given you the grace to come to him. And I trust that we also have the faith that he is truly present in the Holy Eucharist, as he talks about. So again, there isn't a question of whether we're doubting, because we're not. The question is, are we living it? Are we truly allowing him to touch and to change our hearts? We receive Almighty God into ourselves when we receive Holy Communion, and we walk away unchanged. Ask yourself, how is that even possible? How can we receive God and nothing happens to us? It's not God's fault. Don't point the finger at him. If my heart's not open to be able to receive the graces that he wants to give me to change me and conform me into himself, that's me. Oh, I can go to Holy Communion and I can say, absolutely, that is the Lord. I believe in transubstantiation. I absolutely believe because he said it. That's all up here. What's down here becomes the question. Do we really have that faith so that when we receive our blessed Lord, that he can live in us, that he can shine through us, that he can do whatever he wants with us because we're docile to him. We're docile to the movement of the Spirit. We're docile to becoming the persons God made us to be. Those are the kinds of things we have to look at. Do we really believe subjectively, not the objective truth, subjectively, are we putting it into practice? Do we truly believe? That's the question we have to look at. And it's made very clear that not only is this a gift from God the Father, but as we read in the other readings, it's through the power of the Holy Spirit. So beg the Holy Spirit to come. Beg him to change your heart. Beg him to renew the face of the earth, starting with this one, so that through us, he can work. Through us, he can change the world. One life at a time, one heart at a time. But it's about changing hearts that we have to be about. And how can we change the heart of anyone out there if our own hearts aren't changed? So pray and beg the Lord, the Holy Trinity, God the Father, who has called you to his Son, the Lord Jesus, in whom we profess our faith, and God the Holy Spirit, given to us to lead us into all truth, the Spirit of love, who will unite us with the love of God. That's what we need. And if we can accept this and we can allow the Lord to work within us, we will be transformed. And through us, God can transform the world.